And my hormone levels are good. More than good. They're outstanding. Yes. My soil is ripe for the planting, Farmer Mike.
Who are you talking to?
My doctor. He got my test results.
Oh, good. For a second, I thought I was getting roped into doing yard work.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm going to start pounding those prenatal vitamins. I'm going to have babies coming out of my ears. I know where they actually come out of. The store brings them, right? I'm kidding. Hello?
Why didn't you tell me you went to the doctor?
I did tell you. I told you last week I had an appointment with my gynecologist.
You know I always tune you out at gyne. Certain things I like kept a mystery. Your lady business is one of them, and how they make pickle and pimento loaf is the other.
I'm glad I made the variety pack.
So are you worried or something? Because you said getting pregnant could take up to a year.
No, it can. I just wanted confirmation that I'm healthy and not sending your troops on a kamikaze mission.
Cut the metaphors. Let's talk like adults. Is there something wrong with my pee-pee?
Good evening, madam. Are you the lady of the house?
Mike, you know me. I like to be thorough and ahead of the game. Vince, do you mind? Mike and I are trying to have a serious conversation.
What is more serious than a house full of dirt and dust mites? Dare I say nothing. And even though your house appears to be clean to the naked eye, trust me when I tell you, you are living in filth. Good evening, sir. You have a lovely home.
What the hell is he doing?
He got a part-time job selling vacuum cleaners.
Not just any vacuum cleaner. This is the Cutlass Supreme of all-in-one home cleaning devices.
Seriously, I was more worried about me. As a kid, he sprayed my bike over the railroad tracks. I want to make sure nothing got rattled loose.
Hey, I rode a boy's bike. You know how many times I bounced off that seat and gave myself a 7-10 split?
You're really worried about it. Why don't you get tested like I did?
Easy for you. You just got to lay back, put your feet up, and thumb through good housekeeping.
Mike, that's a pedicure. You really don't know how the pickle loaf is made.
Hey, where are you going? I'm not done with my demonstration.
Yeah, you're doing great. Do the steps and leave me a brochure.
Women. They tell you everything's fine. Next thing you know, they're pointing an accusing finger at your crotch.
Well, I understand Molly's concern. You're over 35. You sit on your big behind all day and with a cell phone in your front pocket.
So?
That radiation is wreaking havoc on your precious cargo. You might as well just put your junk in a microwave and hit the popcorn button.
If that were really true, they'd put a warning label on the phone.
Like a little sticker with two balls and a red line through it. Government don't care about your scrotum. They just want your money.
Everything's a conspiracy with you.
It's all around you. You just got to open your eyes. And don't get me started about microwave ovens.
There we go.
How much time do you spend standing in front of one of those things?
Until it dings, Ralph Nader.
2 minutes, four times a day. Breakfast burrito, lunch burrito, pre-dinner burrito. I mean, you got to ask yourself, do you want a baby or another burrito?
Hey, you know I want to have a kid. That's why Molly and I have been trying so hard.
Well, you need to take better care of your spermatozoa. Start showing it the same love and concern you give a bag of M&Ms.
Maybe I could get one of those lead bibs from the dentist's office and make a diaper out of it.
You joke, but that's the way you need to be thinking. In the meantime, you should just go get your sperm tested. Find out how many koi you got swimming in your pond.
Oh, no. I'm not going to sit in a cold, sterile room with a plastic cup in one hand and an old porn magazine in the other.
Unless you have a third hand, you're going to be there a very long time.
Plus, they've updated the porn. Is it Asian, German, French? It's like going through It's a Small World, except all the puppets are humping each other.
Hang on a second. You mean you've actually donated sperm?
Hey, there are a lot of childless couples out there. It'd be a crime not to share this genetic treasure chest.
And they pay you to do that?
$75 a pop. That's how I pay for the snow tires on my blazer.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting on a gold mine. And to think how much money has already slipped through my fingers.
All right, I'm done eating.
Another another bottle of Chardonnay for the ladies and one fertility smoothie for the mommy-to-be.
Hand over the Chardonnay. No more kids for me.
It's a smoothie, Mom, not a time machine.
Well, if it was, first thing I'd do is go back and get my pre-baby knockers. Well, you girls sure left those things for dead.
Well, I'm sorry that we were hungry and needed to live.
And most of that's on Molly. You know, those kegs were pretty well tapped by the time I hit the party.
Back in the day, these beauties could stop a whole high school track team. And that was just flopping out one of them.
I'm sorry being our mother was such a burden.
Well, what's done is done.
Why are you drinking that green sludge anyway?
Yeah, you said you were dropping eggs like a blind chicken farmer.
I'm just keeping my uterus fresh. It's like doing those crossword puzzles for the brain.
Well, if you're fine, it's probably the hubby. He sits in front of that microwave like it's a television.
There's nothing wrong with me or Mike. It's just taking a little longer than we expected.
Well, maybe his sperm would have an easier time finding your egg if it came with a side of bacon and hash browns. Hey, Ben, how'd it go out there?
I hate people. They're stupid and they live like animals. I got enough hair in my roller to open a wig store.
Good, so you do have something to fall back on.
Don't start with me, young lady. I'm in no mood for your sass.
Oh, sorry. What's your stand on back talk or horseplay?
You spoiled these brats.
Why are you killing yourself like this, huh? I told you, between my pension and Social Security, we're gonna be fine.
Hey, I will make my own money and pay my own way. Vincent Maranto is not a man whore.
Good, because that's a living room demonstration that no one needs to see.
And to think, after my first sale, I was going to start giving you girls an allowance. No more!
Okay, well, hang on a minute. I was just kidding around, you know. How much are we talking about, Step Pappy? He's so sensitive.
8, 9, 10.
Hey, what is going on down here? You looking to be Mr. January in the policeman's calendar?
I just read that keeping my blood flowing decreases stress and increases sperm production.
Wow, working out and reading. Hello, handsome. My name's Molly.
I stopped by the library to peruse a couple of books on male fertility. The ones that hadn't been defaced by teenage perverts were actually very helpful.
You should see what those kids do to my health books at school. They'll add hair to anything.
Anyway, it was very informative. I had no idea how important sperm is to the reproductive process.
You should have gone to the library a little sooner.
Did you know the shape of the male sperm can actually determine its value?
No, I thought they all came pretty much the same shape, like peeps.
Golly, no, some are better than others. The optimal sperm has an oval head, a slender midsection, and a tail that moves in a wave-like motion.
Oh, I had an uncle like that. He was in the ice capades.
They are little athletes. You gotta feed them right and keep them fit so they'll be ready for the big game.
So, what time's kickoff, coach?
Sorry, ma'am, no game tonight. All the books say abstaining for a couple of days builds up your sperm count and increases your odds of fertilization.
Real nice. You get a lady all hot and bothered, you're making muscles and reading books. You're a tease, mister.
You can't control yourself. You better get out of here, because I can't do my curls and fight you off. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, guns ablaze. Oh, what time is it?
After midnight. You been down there lifting weights all night?
Nah, I fell asleep on the bench.
Well, at least it wasn't on the toilet this time. It scared the hell out of me when I turned on that light.
I don't know what it is about reading. It just knocks me out. Rough day out there today?
I got more doors slammed in my face than a Jehovah's Witness with a cold sore.
So you didn't make one sale?
Negative. If you're standing in front of a peephole carrying a vacuum, you might as well be wearing a hockey mask, holding a machete and a severed head.
Well, no offense, but you can't blame the vacuum for all of that. You're not exactly a people person.
What are you talking about, you big load? I'm beloved.
You're right. Hey, can I buy one of those vacuum cleaners off you?
Really?
No, you just called me a big load.
That's mean. Don't take it out on me because your grapes are seedless.
You don't know what you're talking about. These things take time.
Take all the time in the world. You can't fight genetics. You're the only son of an only son. That's not a family tree. That's a stump.
The pigs don't procreate out of love. We do it because we need someone to mow the lawn or get the paper.
Well, you can ignore the facts all you want, but I'm guessing there's a goofy chromosome somewhere.
I did have an uncle with alopecia.
Yikes. That no hair thing?
Not a one. Great guy, though. Used to give me sips of beer and let me draw on his eyebrows with a Sharpie.
See, you never know. I actually found out there was an albino Maranta. Saw him at a family reunion. I thought it was my ghost.
Pigs in a blanket, right out of the oven and piping hot. Let them cool this time. I'm not buttering the top of your mouth again.
Better not, Mom. Molly and I are eating healthier now that we're trying to have a baby.
Oh, princess trying to sour you on weenies, huh? Good luck with that. You used to teethe on a frozen one.
I mean, that's why I was the only two-year-old with gout.
I just assumed you weren't a walker.
Well, on the subject of gouty babies, did you and Dad have any trouble conceiving me?
Oh, it took a while. Your old man had a hair trigger, but his bullets meandered.
Is that why you didn't have another kid?
Yeah. And I wanted a little girl, but I couldn't go through all that again. It was easier just to throw a dress on you every once in a while.
Thank you for that. Molly loves those pictures.
You showed up just in the nick of time, too. I was packed and ready to leave, and then that son of a bitch finally delivered.
So if you hadn't gotten pregnant, you were going to leave him?
Well, my mothering instincts are marrow deep, and to deny a child that precious love would be criminal.
Yeah.
And if your old man hadn't knocked me up, I'd have found another gin-soaked bastard who could. You look peaked. For God's sake, eat a weenie before you faint.
Is rubella.
I think it's that chocolate hazelnut spread.
No, that's Nutella.
Oh, good, because if that's a list of food you like, we're going to be here forever.
I know my entire medical history.
Just say no to everything, otherwise they're going to put you on this strange mailing list. You end up getting the rubella monthly.
No rubella, no diphtheria, no typhoid. Mm.
By the way, bought you some erotic literature. Help you stimulate the sexy.
You didn't put anything weird in here, did you?
Well, define weird.
Anything you would like.
Yeah, I gave you a nice wholesome variety. You know, meat and potatoes. In fact, I think there's one in there called meat and potatoes.
Naughty nurses, ride 'em cowgirl, Asian antics, and old cars, new boobs. I can make these work.
Now, just remember while you're in there, keep a positive attitude.
What are you talking about?
A man's sperm can be affected by many things, not just asparagus and pineapple. Okay, stress is also a factor.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am a little worried. I mean, what if I can't give Molly a kid?
See, Matt, don't lay all that on your sperm's tiny head. You got him panicking. He's running around in circles.
Seriously, Carl. I mean, she's been talking about kids since I met her. What if this is a deal breaker?
Stop it. Stay positive. Set an example for your little white army.
All right, let's do this.
Hey. You're going to give Molly a beautiful baby. Just keep your eye on the prize. And don't skip over page 14 in Old Cars, New Boobs. It's an ad for penis enlargers, but it's hot as hell.
Okay, wish me luck. Yeah. I'd hug you, but I don't want that in my head.
Break a leg, Mike. Cha-ching. And here's my share of the cable bill, Carl.
Don't give it to me. Cash it in.
This is great. Easy money. It's like an ATM that accepts penises.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should have thought of that before you made that disgusting sound when I bent over and picked up the eraser.
Everybody else thought it was funny.
You know what they're going to think is really funny? You being held back a grade.
You can't prove that that noise didn't come out of you.
You realize that there are no witnesses here, right? Your family is going to believe whatever I tell them.
I thought I saw your car in the parking lot. Got you guarding the reprobates, huh?
Just a little after-school detention for a rather inappropriate young boy.
I know this one. What'd you do now, Two Milk Marvin?
Disrupted my class by making an obscene noise.
Bronx cheer when you bend over to pick something up. Did the same thing to me when I dropped my soup ladle.
He's gonna learn to behave more like a gentleman.
Good luck with that. By the placement of his eyes, I'm guessing it's fetal alcohol syndrome. Your mama a drinker?
Oh, my. Okay, Mark, go catch your bus. Lesson learned. Scare him straight actually spooked me a little bit.
I'm not a molly coddler. Here you go. My knock-em-up chowder.
Wait, what is this?
Listen, slow sperm runs in the Biggs family. They get there eventually. You just got to give them a little boot in the pooper.
Wait, Mike talked to you?
He's worried sick. He can't give you a baby, and he thinks that you'll dump him if he doesn't.
What? Who told him that?
I have no idea. But even if his swimmers are floundering around, there's things you can do to help prime the pump.
Okay, I do not feel comfortable talking about Mike's pump or how I prime it.
Cut out the fancy positions. Missionaries know a lot more than just how to get Bibles to savages.
Okay, and I'm ready to make her.
Talking flat back, spread eagle, pretending he's Magnum P.I. or whoever floats your boat.
Okay, thanks for the soup. I'll enjoy it as soon as I think I can hold it down.
It's not for you, it's for him. Add some cayenne and Worcestershire. He'll balk at the taste, but you'll get the pounding of a lifetime.
Oh, man, I fell asleep again. I'm done with reading. Hey, Molly, what's going on?
Nothing.
I just wanted to check in with you and tell you that I loved you.
Oh, I love you, too.
And no matter what happens, I'm never going to stop loving you, whether we have a baby or we don't have a baby.
Yeah, but I know how much you want one, and I don't want you to be disappointed.
Sweetie, it's not about having a baby. It's about having a baby with you.
What if I can't give you that?
Then we'll deal with that then. I mean, there are a lot of options, none of which include me walking away from the best thing that ever happened to me.
You mean me?
Of course I mean you.
You're a big, sexy policeman.
Go on.
And tonight, when you get home, I'm going to show you how much I love you.
Well, what would you do first?
What, you mean when I get home? Probably hang up my purse like I always do?
No, I mean, what would you do to me?
Are you trying to get me to have phone sex? Where are you?
I'm at the sperm clinic with an empty cup in my hand and two friends outside the door making kissing noises.
All right, let me lock the door. I don't want your mom walking in here again.
Aw, why'd you have to bring her up? Now we're going to have to start all over. What are you wearing? $150 million just in that little cup? $150 million.
We're rich. We're sperm millionaires.
And they're healthy and shaped right. Oval heads. Big oval heads.
Just like Daddy.
Thank you, Doctor. What? I should have sex with my wife right now. Yes, sir. I'll do it 2 times and call you in the morning.
You heard the doctor.
He didn't say that. You already hung up.
I know. I lied. I'm a very bad boy.
All right, get upstairs.
Yes, teacher.
Good evening, ma'am. I have 2 words for you. Solar energy.
Oh, I have 2 words for you.
Wouldn't be the first time I heard them today.